All right, time is 7:02. We'll call the meeting to order. This time, if we could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Confirm we have four. This time I would ask the council before we get all the way through is to look at one additional item through the agenda to, so it's not included with item number four, the zoning and permitting fees resolution, that the additional item to add would be the contract between the town of Bethlehem and the CPL group. Their motion to amend the agenda and add discussion or the contract between Bethlehem and CPL group. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Okay. So it's 3-2. Okay. So record that as a, Tommy, just make sure I got that. That was a no?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry, I just misunderstood. All right. All right, at this time, I would ask the council to review the meeting minutes from our August 5th meeting. This time, are there any questions from the council on the minutes? All right, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
I refrain from voting. I wasn't present last
month. Oh.
Yes. Okay, so again, all in favor for the minutes? All right. Three with one abstaining. All right, next item on the agenda is going to be the public forum session. So if we could, if anybody has anything they would like to address with the council, if you could, just state your name, address, and what, and we'll have the discussion from you and with a 3-minute timer.
Yeah.
Whoop, would you?
I
thank you for your comment. And if you wouldn't mind, we could talk after the meeting, kind of. Thank you. Ice makers are guaranteed to start.
Yes.
And you start the meeting. Okay. Next item on our agenda is item number 2, the business license / beer license for the Chevron. Unfortunately, at this time, we do not have an update, as the business owner has not been responsive to date. So we will need to continue to, you know, Clerk Kathy's been reaching out, trying to get them to file for the appropriate business and alcohol license in there. So we'll continue that process. Hopefully we won't need to go to the next steps. We can get them on board with filing for both of those. But from a timing perspective, if we do run into issues, I think we would need to understand the appropriate steps of operating the license or the business without a business license or the alcohol license.
So who bought it?
What is it, 30 days or less? Or do we know?
Thomas told me 30 days.
When did they buy it?
I'd have to check. We didn't know. So Jerome went over there to buy gas, and they were laid in charge of a certain amount, and it's because they changed owners.
So we have no clue when they...
We don't have the date on that. I think tomorrow we'll get a date of the date of the transaction and the status update in speaking with the owners and send that to the council so that everybody has the information to the town council, and hopefully they'll be on board and then we can have it resolved tomorrow. But we'll also, with notifying the town council, we'll speak with our attorney.
Does someone need to go by there and talk with them personally, face to face?
Yes, I have.
You have?
She was not real responsive. I gave her all the information needed to do this.
Where are they from?
It's a lot of information.
They from around here?
Hmm?
They from around here or Atlanta?
Don't know.
Don't know anything about them?
Don't have it yet.
Do they own other stations or you don't know?
Think it'd do any good if maybe one of us or two of us go and talk to them?
If you'd like to, or I can go, or if you'd like to go talk to them tomorrow, would be, and then we can get the details and update everybody.
Okay.
Okay. Next item is item number 3, the business license for Dynasty Auto Creations. The component to this that I'm not too sure of all of the state regulations and requirements for it, you know, while in, you know, with reviewing this, is the environmental concerns and who has to review and sign off with having a car wash, a detail shop or car wash with it. Because I know there's different components about what they can discharge to the environment and inspections that are required or potentially.
They're cleaners and stuff you're talking about?
It's listed with auto detailing and tinting, so that
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any representatives from the business in attendance tonight. From our perspective, how does that work about approving a business license without having any, knowing that we have the other requirements met?
Got a question about it, you could table it and address it at your next meeting and try to, we can look
That's
into
probably
it further,
what I would do.
Ask them to provide information.
Do that. Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
So that we can get more information on the
Correct.
Vote.
Oh, we did. There was a vote.
Eric, second.
I second.
To revisit the vote for, yeah, tabling the business license.
I think Buckley's second and they got his second, and another one whole vote.
It's approved.
Give Tommy the second. I think we're all in accordance of it.
Item number four on the agenda is the zoning and permitting fees resolution. So item number four is related to the added item number six, the CPL contract. The fees that are listed in the zoning and permitting fees resolution is intended that these are fees borne by the applicant for the zoning, for the building permits, for the inspections, you know, for the services that are listed within the fee schedule. So that is a component that is, you know, to be shared and used when applying the fees. So it's broken out. These fees then would be in turn collected by the town, and then there would be contracted services separately with the consultant firm that's doing the planning review and inspections, the rezoning, all of the other administrative responsibilities that are currently being handled by the intergovernmental agreement between the town of Bethlehem and Barrow County. So this works of working with the consultant to handle the work, but the fee schedule first is the part that is meant that is a cost that is is paid up front and is really revenue neutral for the town with the way that it works for the contracted services. So as far as addressing them, really, you know, items four and six are somewhat handled together, but they would need to be voted on independently for the fee schedule and then entering a contract with CPL Group to handle the consulting services. The, you know, fees are based very substantially similar to Gwinnett County services as to how that fee structure is assembled. So this time, is there any questions, discussion from the council regarding the intended purposes, how it's set up? We do have a representative from CPL Group that can answer questions as well.
Did we notify the county that we are going to do this ourselves versus the intergovernmental agreement that we have now?
There have been discussions with the county on bringing the services and handling them in this manner. It's been a favorable conversation with the county regarding these services.
And the county has been doing this free of charge for us?
They have not charged the town the way they charge they have the fee structure that is charged to the applicant to handle this work. And in turn, they bill for that, you know, they bill those services. So they collect them and then they provide the services.
And from what we're looking at, that's pretty much the same thing that's going to be happening. Is that correct?
That's correct. So I couldn't tell the full extent of the county, but my understanding is there are in-house components of it with the county, and there are also consultants that are involved, and, you know, more than one firm that is involved based on the type of project, the extent of it, and expertise. So it's essentially the same process, but what we're doing through this component here is the intergovernmental agreement would go away. The town would work directly with the consultant firm. The reason that this becomes necessary are in instances where, you know, it was in the newspaper about a planned rezone and annex, which becomes a complicated matter that you, it's a cart before the horse type of scenario, which one is handled first when you have an intergovernmental agreement with the county, but a part has to originate within the town that has to go to the county for that part, then it has to come back, and it's kind of a back and forth process without having these procedures in place as to how they can work. If I need to clarify that more, I can, you know, try to work through that. That's correct. Fees would be, you know, as the fee schedule is delivered here. That's correct. That would be paid to the consultant, to CPL Group. And these are the fees that we would charge the applicants. The applicants would pay the fees. They would come in through Kathy. Those fees get deposited, and then you're keeping track of, you know, the reconciliation process of a project. All of the paperwork is handled by this, would be handled by the CPL Group.
So when somebody comes in and says they want to do a rezone, I don't have any kind of paperwork. And they're supposed to be paying this up?
That's not, we don't currently have any of these in place to handle the, any of the projects that are coming through, as they've been done kind of in a one-off process. But as development comes through, that's where it doesn't realistically change the process. It changes who the communication is through from what's being done today. You know, thinking forward thinking, if you get into the scenario where you do start having a lot of development through that area, that is a consideration the town does have to evaluate, is what is the workload within the town and how is that addressed.
You say built it in. In other words, built into fees that will be charged to the developer or fees that are going to be charged to the city?
Kind of both. So in the fee schedule for the contract that the city would enter in with
Right, so in the case of having a consultant do it, we don't have staff. We have the consultant that covers those. But, yeah, that fee schedule is intended to cover, to be in wash at the end of the day, that it's a neutral component, cost component.
And so rather than just having a straight hourly contract where we're just working hours, we tried to break it down into these different application types so you'd be able to kind of gauge better what the investment on your side would be, since there was an understanding of what kind of where that is at, rather than just a hypothetical by hour.
Is this going to be cost and revenue neutral to us, or is there any kind of income stream for us?
No, it's intended from the state to be revenue neutral. There's been some recent changes this year through how fees are calculated within development components. So that's another component we mentioned, you know, the back and where there's multiple jurisdictions involved that makes it complicated, such as, you know, there's a request that will come before the council in the near future, from my understanding, that it will be, that's a part inside the town, part outside of the town development. That becomes the county and the town working together, but it's a longer and more complicated process when you involve both of them, and using an intergovernmental agreement that's dealing with its own side of it versus here, right? And then with the town adopting a UDC earlier this year, and then with the being approved for updating the future land use map, UDC, and comp plan at the last meeting, those make it easier that from the perspective of the consultants, is now heavily vested and focused on the intent of the town's direction through the comp plan, UDC, future land use. From the county perspective, while they are enforcing the UDC and the other components, they've also got their own jurisdiction to worry about, you know, to have their main focus in that area. So bringing it more into this way, it does, but it's through an extension of the of our office of the town, they're working on behalf of the town.
Yeah. It's almost like removing a middleman, even though I'm kind of also on, but we very much like to act as staff of the community we work with. I don't mind people saying, well, she's a consultant, you know, but that's also okay, but we really do, when we're with a community, you know, we're here representing that someone and looking out for what your ordinances require, what your policy documents outline, and you know, that's kind of our goal. And not to say that Barrow isn't doing a good job, because you know, they're planners, they should be doing all of their analysis based on your documents and everything, but it kind of removes a layer of separation.
Question here, if just moving, thinking through the thought process, if both of these were to be approved, is the intergovernmental agreement, would that need to be to go away in the future as well? Is that an immediate process, or is that a...
That you'd probably need to talk to the county. I think the issue would be if there's anything in process that where you might want to let them finish whatever's in process, or, you know, unless there's a clear breaking point, separation point, where they could transfer it to CPL. That would be your only sort of consideration, but you would notify the county that you would no longer need their services.
For future.
Right, and then you would figure out what they, you know, if it's things that they already have in process, you could say, you know, agree for them to complete that, and then anything new would go to CPL, but you can work that out with the county as to how to, I guess, you know, break apart or, you know, end that process with them.
So. Splitting up existing would be interesting.
But yeah, since application arrangement
there any other questions regarding the fee schedule?
How long does it take to change over from one to the other? Once you talk to them and they finish whatever they're doing.
Unless there's something in the intergovernmental agreement that requires, you know, a certain amount of notice, but it, since the county appears to be agreeable, as long as everybody's aware and on the same page, you know, we're pretty much ready to start whenever we need assistance.
Have you had you've had opportunity to review the terms and conditions? Any additional questions?
So Chris's fee schedule is pretty much kind of your expertise.
Not my expertise. I can help you with air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, and other facilities, but in an understanding of my limited understanding of fee services and reconciling the cost from the consultant and the fee schedule that's provided, it does appear to be revenue neutral from that perspective. Again, this is not what I do on a day-to-day basis. If that's what we see that the fees work.
Just to let you know, just because, you know, this is binding, once you do vote on it, if you choose to adopt it, then you can amend it. But in the future, it can be that there needs to be something directed.
Are there any questions on the terms and conditions or? So looking at these as, because they are two separate agenda items that would require votes for that. As we'd mentioned that item number 4 was the zoning and permitting fees resolution, which the fees resolution is the part to adopt the fee schedule only from that piece. That's separate from entering into a contract with the CPL group. That is just setting a cost of what the fees would be. Is there a motion to approve the fee schedule resolution? Any other thoughts on that?
Plan on having another meeting?
The intent would be to have a working session at the end of the month.
Would you discuss it then?
Which would be 3 weeks, unless we did 1 and 2 weeks.
I'm not saying that it's good or bad, just...
That would give you time also to talk with the county and go on and decide whether or not you want to have it to go and vote back, let's say, like she was saying, October the 1st, if that's what we decide.
Yeah, to work out the details between the county and so discussions with the county has been a very favorable,
but
you know, the conversation.
But we can find out if there's anything in the works, if there's any reason that there would be a delay or whatever, and we could go forward with just saying October the 1st, if, you know, set a date, in other words, when we come back and talk about it. because that way we'd be voting on both of the items, and we will know what is going on when we do vote.
So you're recommending table for today in a special call meeting to...
I second tabling it until our next call meeting.
All in favor?
Whether it's 2 weeks or 3.
Okay.
Can we vote on the working session?
We can have a special called meeting or a working session if we have a called meeting.
Invitation. Everybody be there. Is there anything, Steve, you know, that's coming down the pipe that would get this from happening with the new company?
I don't know the timing completely and can send that to the city council, you know, looking at it there, to the town council. You know, as you saw that there was the information in the paper about the 49-acre rezone and annex request, right? That one gets into that complicated component because it's a rezone to the town and an annex, rezoning and annexing, and there's time constraints that are attached to both of those. So that may be coming. I don't know exactly the date, but that will be coming through, you know, in the near future. But if we're looking at a special called meeting, you know, that's 2 to 3 weeks at maximum time for that period. So that would give, you know, again, the town council additional time, and we'll clarify any questions with the with Barrow County. Item number 5 is the discussion on new legal representation for the town. Sharon, would you like to?
Yeah, I know we've been looking at one attorney, and I've called like 6 different attorneys. My attorney gave me names of people, and most of them are actually not interested at this time. They're too busy or too far away. But there was one guy named Jay Crowley, and he's in Lawrenceville, and he was supposed to be getting me something as far as a fee schedule and a resume, but he did not do that. He has not gotten that to me, but I just spoke with him last week, and it's been the long holiday weekend. Not sure if he's still out on holiday, but because nobody answered the phone. I did leave him a message though. So hopefully I will be getting that, but just so you know, he told me that he works right now with the city of Snellville, Walnut Grove, Social Circle, and Madison. So he's with a lot of the counties right here around us, cities, I mean. And so hopefully he'll get us some information and we can at least have a couple people to choose from.
And was speaking with Doug about it, doing some of the, helping with some of the reference checks.
Yep.
So that would be good if we, you know, at our next meeting that we could have, you know, a couple more firms that are present at that time to make sure everyone's had, you know, a good chance to vet the decision.
Did you write off the guy from Livonia?
No. Actually, which one's from Livonia? Or Livonia? That first one I've had, and I had a difficult to connect with one of the firms that was there. We did connect, but have not been able to reconnect.
So the only one we've got connected is the father son one?
Correct. The Samuels firm? That's where we're at currently on the legal part. So hopefully next meeting, the intent would be to have the attorneys present to discuss with us. Okay. Item number 6, now we're back to the component of the CPL contract. And, you know, based on those, are there any additional questions, or is this the time being again to table this decision or, you know, the vote on this item until the next meeting?
Pretty much
They do. Is there a motion to table?
Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Can we discuss a little bit on Christmas lights? Is that something discussed in the past? Is that okay?
We can amend the agenda to discuss the Christmas lights.
Well, there. I would like to amend the agenda to speak on the Christmas lights.
I'll second.
All in favor? Okay.
All right. Just I did call a couple of places today. And actually, I should be meeting with two different people, two different companies this week on getting the Christmas lights put up and taken down for us. One of them is in Suwanee, and the other one is in Conyers. But they said that they do stuff like that. They do other cities, and they also do homes, residential. So they are supposed to be coming out. Just I wanted to let everybody know that we have a possibility of getting this done.
Do they need to go see what we have?
They want to see what we've got, then what they will be putting up. So I kind of need to know how many of the pole lights we have and some of the other stuff, just so that I'm kind of familiar and know where the stuff is, so that I can take them there and show it, I assume, out here in the building, out back.
Yeah.
Would
Where are you meeting them?
One of them wants to meet on Thursday, but she's going to let me get back with me on the exact time. She said it would be between 10 and 5. The other one, somebody
is that Comcast?
Supposed to be. I'm sorry.
Is that Comcast hours?
Yeah.
The other one is supposed to be calling me tomorrow.
Okay.
And figure out exactly when they can come. But they plan on coming this week. They said maybe even tomorrow, but I don't know if I can meet tomorrow. So I'm going to just wait until they call and see what's going on.
Well, call me and I'll meet with you and show you all that stuff.
Okay.
With them, if you want.
That sounds good.
Okay.
They said that they would, their primary thing is trying to do lights themselves, and then they store them and bring them back the next year. But we've already looked into that, and that's really expensive. And so one of the things, the second one I spoke with, excuse me, she actually said that, you know, if there's lights that needs to be replaced, they would replace lights for us if we wanted. And in other words, they'll work with us with what we've got if it starts getting old or whatever. So they sound like they would accommodate us with however we wanted to go with it. But they would put it up, so.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the Christmas lights? All right. That time, see that it is 7:43. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting for the evening?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? All right. Thank you, everyone.